Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 50.
And Yosef fell on his father's face and wept over him and kissed him. And Yosef commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father. So the physicians embalmed Yisrael. And 40 days were completed for him, for so are completed the days of embalming. And the Mitzrites wept for him 70 days. And when the days of weeping for him were past, Yosef spoke to the household of Pharaoh, saying,
If now I have found favor in your eyes, please speak in the hearing of Pharaoh, saying, My father made me swear, saying, See, I am dying. Bury me in my grave, which I dug for myself in the land of Canaan. And now, please let me go up and bury my father and return.
And Pharaoh said,
Go up and bury your father, as he made you swear.
And Yosef went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of the house, and the elders of the land of Mitzrayim, and all the house of Yosef, and his brothers, and his father's house. Only their little ones, and their flocks, and their herds, they left in the land of Goshen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. And they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond the Yarden, and they lamented there with a great and very heavy lamentation. And he observed 7 days of mourning for his father. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning at the threshing floor of Atad, they said,
This is a grievous mourning for the Mitzrites.
That is why its name was called Abel Mitzrayim, which is beyond the Yarden. And his sons did to him as he had commanded them. For his sons brought him to the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephron the Hittite as property for a burial site. And after he had buried his father, Yosef returned to Mitzrayim, he and his brothers and all who went up with him to bury his father. And when Yosef's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said,
What if Yosef hates us and pays us back all the evil which we did to him?
And they sent word to Yosef, saying,
Before your father died, he commanded, saying, This is what you are to say to Yosef. I beg you, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you.
And now, please forgive the transgression of the servants of the Elohim of your father.
And Yosef wept when they spoke to him. And his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said,
See, we are your servants.
And Yosef said to them,
Do not fear, for am I in the place of Elohim? And you intended evil against me, but Elohim intended it for good, in order to do as it is this day, to keep a great many people alive. And now, do not fear, I provide for you and your little ones.
So he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. And Yosef dwelt in Mitzrayim, he and his father's household. And Yosef lived 110 years. And Yosef saw Ephraim's children to the third generation. The children of Machir, son of Manasseh, were also brought up on Yosef's knees. And Yosef said to his brothers,
I am dying, but Elohim shall certainly visit you and bring you out of this land, to the land of which he swore to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov.
And Yosef made the children of Israel swear, saying,
Elohim shall certainly visit you, and you shall bring up my bones from here.
And Yosef died, being 110 years old. And they embalmed him, and he was placed in a coffin in Mitzrayim.